Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Goldowitz.
How are you, Marty?
Chasdei Hashem.
Good. Kids, everybody's good?
Everybody's great. I think we're sure. I think we're the wolves in person today, so...
So just us two. Hopefully they won't forget about us.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Let me... You know, it was the Pnei Yeshua's yurt site.
I saw the other day. You didn't mention it.
I posted it, but I don't think Rabbi Willard opened it. Yeah, delivered to. He didn't open it.
Oh. All right.
So let's go on third. Chelek. Okay. We are on Zoom. You know, Rebbe's going to start no matter what.
Yeah, it's 116. So
117.
Yep, now it's 117. Yeah, I think there's supposed to be the whole story, right, today?
Yep.
Yeah, you're missing it.
Elad, we are on the Zoom.
Those.
Okay. You going anywhere, Yeshiva break?
No, I'm sending everyone else out. For the rest of the neighborhood out, then I got the whole neighborhood for myself.
It really is amazing how no one is home.
Yeah. So, whatever. You going anywhere?
We're going to Denver on Thursday.
Ooh.
Because my daughter, son-in-law, but more importantly, my grandson's there. Ah.
Oh.
Okay. Talk to you later, man.
All right.
It's on mute.
Now we're better?
Now we're here.
Okay, great. Sorry for the slight delay. I'm supposed to start today with a discussion of the Ikeris and Eretz Yisrael, what goes on over there. So I'd like to tell you, I'm talking about Dachovsky. Dachovsky is the biggest bagel on the planet when it comes to all these Ikeris. But even he had a case where he said it's no good. What was the case? They would guide somebody. It turned out that the person of Megayer had tickets to leave Israel that Saturday. And they bought the tickets, they had the tickets in their hands. He said, even Rabbi Dachovsky couldn't accept that one. Now, what does he accept? He can look it up in Tchumen Chav Tes, which is Tavshin Samach Tes. That's where all the fights erupted in this most recent Gilgal. Rabbi Yoshev's last years, 2009. The Kramer Dachovsky says, you can't be miracle against my friend. I said, but umdun the muchach mash. But Rabbi Sherman, Rabbi Sherman, I told you I knew both of these people in advance. Rabbi Dachovsky was a Rebbe in Karen Biavno when I was there. And Rabbi Sherman took a sabbatical from was here for 6 months. He spent the Shabbos in my house. A wonderful man. He said, Rabbi Sherman said, I think he's right. And these are the words Rabbi Sherman used. Ein lo tzi rega giyur mi resef uvdati Shalchayim b'li Torah u'mitzvus tefnei v'acher agir. What are you talking about? That minute, the person was sincere. It wasn't from before, it wasn't from after. We had drained a cup. Says Rabbi Shtachovsky, no. No. Maybe that moment, it's a very miragesh, it's very emotional. At that moment, I have an umdana. You know, we're not umdana to kill the rotzeach. And even a Russian governor says, Rabbi Kodesh, you're not inside a governor, choshen the kiddushin. Those are the two claims that Rabbi Dechovsky raised against Rabbi Shur. Now, where Rotzeach is exeris akosum, you need to wait. Of course, here we are. Amanash and inside the governor, look, at least the guy says on his own. So maybe he's not joking around. Maybe he really did tshuva. The chosh of the chumba, maybe the tshuva. Here is an umdun the mucha. These wholesale garage factories. They're converting thousands, tens of thousands. They teach them. Yeah, there's a greatest course. Rubam kukulam, don't keep Shabbos. Most of them, it's a preponderant majority. The majority don't change anything. They remain completely secular. What's my source? Hama'ayan, which is, comes out by Shalavim. Tishrei Tovshin Ayin Beis. A few years after this exchange at Tovshin Samach Tes. I remember a bunch of the children in Simakuflan test, I think it was. Well, maybe it's an exception. Remember a bunch said that maybe it's something. Yeah, it's probably not a gear. Ramesh himself writes over there. I'm Kamat Braun on side and I'm not coming anything. At most, it can be Chosh of the Churba. But you can't assume it's a good test. The Rabbi Sherman wrote through Tupsak. These I only saw when they came out online. I don't know if they've been printed anywhere. One Tavshin Samaches, a Tavshin Samaches, on this issue. He did like this. Look, the Gedolei Ador publicized that the Gir without Kabbalah and Mitzvahs is nothing. Any Dayan who's Megar Gerim, when he said a non Sadi, they're not going to keep the Mitzvahs, he is a, well, I guess the next word, Russia. The Russian. And the Russian is Pasul Lov. And therefore, even if it so happens that a person who happens to really be sincere keeps all the mitzvahs, is no good, not in front of a bastard. So guess what? He quotes Rav Sternberg, suggests this. Shubas van Hogus, Chelik Dalit, Sibin Rav Shlamid. So Sternberg writes, you know, really he should be a Russia, but since he thinks he's doing a mitzvah, maybe it's not possible. He refers to Chubas and Chelik Alastair. Rabbi Sherman says, my dear Rabbi Sherman, you are too liberal. Don't have accused him of that before. Huh? No, actually, it's not true. He has some clues. You're too liberal, Rabbi Sherman. It's true that the Shogeg, that's only an Avjelitz Averit Studis. Well, as you know, a person, Lo sachma, lo inchma, but we see it. And people think it's not this, think it's not that. But here, what will happen if someone takes shochat? You think it's good to take shochat? These are the words of Rabbi Sherman. No, there is nothing. Lo mishum shu over aveira shu l'kicha shochat shahavka, also the Russian. No, he didn't know. He's 100% right. I elsewhere in my sefer, I talk about somebody who choshev a rav wanted to be melamed zchus on a certain rabbi who took money on the side. Well, he thinks it's okay. That's shochet. I think it's okay. I was mechamed to Rabbi Sherman before he said it. His extension I reject utterly. What's his extension? You pass it against Gedolei Ador? Quote, Livsov Bezodon Benigil Zalocha Ladas Toira? You're a Russian. I never seen in my life. Any Dayan who Gil Ero is not allowed to listen to Gedolei Ador if he thinks they're wrong. Now listen. Eilad Amash and Eros. It's not Benigil Bezodon Benigil Zalocha. It's Kalachas, he sees it. I don't get where Hashem is talking. Then he says, and besides that, the Dayanim are over on the Ta'im and the Shittat Mirshal, and she tells them that they become Jewish, and I'm a Chal Shabbos, and he drave, and he's a Bibel Nida. She tells them they're over on the Ta'im and the Shittat Mirshal, and that makes them into a Russia also. So they're Russia twice up. But a Shadar Russia. If it's no good, because they're Russia, and if it's good, they're Russia because it's Ta'im. The cats coming and going. I didn't show again. No. He had very show medis mysterious about who's the mistress present should be guide. So they can't show one work of it. I'll bring you right in his room. Right, his room. He quotes the Beis Yitzchak who says, we'll get to this a little later. When it comes to Ger Cotton, not Ger Cotton, even Ger Godel, it's better to become a member of Klal Yisrael if they get punished. We discussed this before. Call Yisrael Yeshem Chel on my book. And he said, by a Ger Cotton, even the parents aren't for it. Rabbi Yashiv, who was their mentor, Kovitz, Chuvitz, Chelik Beis, Simon, and Zion suggest the same thing. And therefore, he passes with two other Gedolei Olam that a Ger Cotton, we'll get to it later, and a non from family is a Suffolk Ger. He was going to grow up not from. So I ask you, Rabbi Sherman, the feed Varecha. Rabbi Yashiv should have said, for sure, it's not a gear. You know why? The thing is in Mirshal. Where is that be from? Parents aren't from. So the feed Varecha, the guy should certainly be no gear. You see, Klar, you're not Nisul of dying because of the Fneiver. Because if you were Nisul, it's certainly not a gear. Wasn't the best in kosher. The terrace is there's no reason to Fneiver. According to the Tzad, that the gear is his chal. Better to be Yisrael Avar than to be a goy. So Rabbi Sherman is wrong on this map. His second, that's an old Tumshim Samaches. His second Psach, Tumshim Samaches, quotes Gedolei Dor Shel Eretz Yisrael from Tumshim Mem Dalet, 1984. I recall the four were Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, the Stipula, and Rav Shach. Wow. Werner is wrong, right? They wrote, I saw this myself, they Pashadu Baru, Gear without Kabbalah and mitzvahs is no gerus at all. I understand that. Rabbi Duchovsky agrees. In the case where they bought the ticket in advance, he passed the gerus. He thinks that if you don't have proof, 100% proof otherwise, like a ticket today on an airplane on Shabbos, you assume that moment is very emotional. To really am a Kabbal. Really am a Kabbal is the only thing that's fakir. Maybe really what? Yeah. They don't discuss that in their cruise in 1984. Either it says Yisuchama to accept Gerim without being convinced that they are really going to keep the mitzvahs. They didn't say if you're not convinced that the Gerim is his bazel, the Dayan is considered a Russia. They never said it. Ah, but there's another cruise from 1988, Tom Shinan Ches. There it said, I'm his Gaia Shlokadas, Chas Vesholom. What's Yivamus Kuf Testament base? What's Yivamus Kuf Testament base? From the original Rambam cups, the very original ones. Ruach haRoa Tov leMekabel Gerim. Okay. See, the Gerim is valid. Right, listen. And he says, Tovshin Samaches, that very year, right? The year before he wrote this, 2008, to the Gedolei at Eretz Yisrael, there's no Geres Rakabos and Mitzvahs. Yeah, Rabbi Duchovsky agrees with that. Then he says, what another rabbi says to his Kila is not valid, because Kol Yisrael Kfufim Lo Roz Gedolei Ador. It's already a theological statement. Dead wrong. It's dead wrong. We know that in the time of the Rebbe Elazar, Shabbos Kuflav and Amud Aleph, what did they do on Shabbos when there's a bris? What they did? They chopped wood to make a fire, to make a knife. And when the Romans came and they made a gzera against Spila, the only town in Israel which would not have a gzera was that town of Rebbe Elazar. I had the other Gedolei HaDor, who's also a God of the Torah. It's awesome. That's what Moshe writes in his introduction to Igros Moshe Chelek Alef HaRachai. Chazanish said the same thing in Yoredei Simen Kuf Nun Sekonav. As I say, look, Harav, you have a Rav. Ah, he quotes the Sefer Achinuch. Thus, Mitzvah Tov Tzareinu. The din of Lo Sasser. What is that? That's the din when there's a Godel of Gdol Mechof of the Chulei Alma, Mishachach Me Yisrael. Right? And he quotes the Rabbi Chonan in Kovas Shem Divis, Kutras Divis Sofer, quotes the Rambam who says, Hovel Mechol Osen Adrama Shem Tamar is given them Kol Yisrael. Can't argue the Gemara. Rabbi Chonan explains, Kibbutz Kol Chachme Yisrael, Arum Mechol Mechol Shehen, and Bezdin shall call Yisrael Me'alein. And therefore this Gilu Das is included in Rabbi Chonan's statement. You can't argue. I don't think even the people who signed the cruises with the scabs or yachad. You know, goes today, you get signatures. I don't know if they even signed what was ever written there. We all know just that recently. People, they quote people, they signed, they never signed it, they never saw it. They never got together, and it wasn't called Chachmei Yisrael. I know Rabbi Avadia wasn't invited. I think he's a pretty good Chacham. He didn't sign, he wasn't invited. He was alive. Tavshin Samaches. I don't get it. Seems to me, therefore, that Rabbi Sherman is 100% wrong to passel the Dayan. On the other hand, I think Rabbi Dachovsky is 100% wrong to be matched with the Gaber, based on his romantic version that that one moment of emotion, they decided to keep all the mitzvahs. Who said so? Not me. Rabbi Dachovsky, after he was forced to retire, a certain age, they force you to retire from the Dayanus. What they do, they made the Manal the Bezin. They made the Manal. Beautiful. It was the Manal at that time. And the Manal, the Bat Din be Israel, has an attorney, a lawyer, because, you know, they have to deal with the Bagats. They have to deal with it. They have a Shimon Jacobi. So Shimon Jacobi, never met him. I think everybody's a little bit better. Wrote a long piece about this. Entitled Bittel Gir Ekev Chose Kainus Bekabalas HaBitzvus. He writes there that when you write a get, you have to have follow the convention. The convention is that when the husband or wife is from, you write Ben or Bas Avram Avinu. When the husband or wife is not from, you write Hager. You know, that's convention. All of a sudden, they didn't have that throughout the world, as far as I know. More than 97% of the Gerim who got divorced, maybe not a fully representative sample, but still, they wrote Hager, not Ben Abbas Avram Avinu. As a Rabbi Dachovsky was his boss, as a Shitas Yachid. It's the best, it's a Suffolk Ger, in my opinion. If he made some change, based on Rav Moshe, it's maybe a Suffolk Ger, but it's probably not. But we say 2%, but that's some stuff again. Wouldn't sell the chametz. But if he makes no change, he's a bad and not again. He didn't sell the chametz. He might do that again. You saw him. I should have been that again. In the case of Adul. So I didn't think Rabbi Fisher, who was a Rebbe in Karabiyam, is that his name? Who called me up?
Ori Fisher.
Yeah, who wanted to save on Garris. I just returned all my sword to the library in Garris. I didn't open any of it. I took out a whole PAX for him. All I used was the grandfather sefer, great grandfather sefer that I used, and what I have, they feel around with it. Gir halacha maisa. I put it right back. I had a chance to look it up. Somebody's from my camp. Today I took out a couple from my nephew's son for the next round. Took out two sfar. So we'll see whatever they use them. Too many sfar. I just discovered today. Rabbi Zilberman showed me, he came in to say hello to me. Do you ever see this from? The two throw all about Garris. I'm right back behind me. I've been behind for the last 4 months. I never noticed it. I just opened the first. I got to look. It was a beautiful inscription. Shmuel Balma Sat. Have you heard the name? A handwriting that was beautiful, like Rabbi Vajra kind of handwriting. It's beautiful handwriting. Give me a beautiful hakdasha. I didn't open this for him. Tomorrow morning, I'll show him. Tomorrow I'm going to be in person again, because there's a bris tomorrow morning. I'm going to be here again. Between the bris and the shir, I'll try looking at Sefer. I may want to start shir tomorrow at 1 o'clock, a little earlier, try to catch up. We're way behind the schedule. Anyway, so my opinion, the Yonim are not Rishayim, but the Gerim are not Gerim. That's my opinion, because this is what's supposed to be done yesterday. We never had a time. Now we start to say, I told you today, we go back to the beautiful Sefer, Mishnah Sagir. Now, I'm reading from page Tav Kuf Mem Aleph and beyond. That's where we're starting. Okay? Tav Kuf Mem, just want to look up later on. This is the best Bezdin copy. I have one in my house. There's one here. Vlada shall move bearish in the skyward. What status? What status is he at? The baby is born. Is he a Ger or is he a born Jew? Dafkamina. Shmini is Beshabbos. He is a Ger, not the Beshabbos. And then more after this, let's discuss that in the discussion. So we spoke about this at some length before. This is going to be a very brief summary. A little chazara, okay? A little chazara, but some new stuff too. You know, the Rabban said, at the Gemara in Ches, which talks about this, you have the tefillah before the meal. That's his right, that tefillah works before meal. Rabban. What? The Rabban says. Yeah. Now, this Gemara, it's important to get this assistance for part we have talked about today at some legends, so it glossed over a little bit before. But, Iyamit, Elohadam Arav, the last three lines of my Chesam Nath, you have the Gemara, you have Nachris Muberish in the Skyrim, we know, Ain Sarah Tvila. Amai ein sarot tvila. What do you mean? Because uba's la derechimo. Vichitema. That what? Dvar Torah. Ein amakbid. It's not chosetz. But kulo is chosetz. And since the Gemara, hain rabise, hain chesem and bes. What do you see? The Gemara is what called man the uba la derechimo. If Uba's Yerachimo, it's not Shver, because the tefillah of the mother works for the Uba. Uba lav Yerachimo, so they have said that mother's guf is not a chatzitza. But then you need a milas gerus, according to the Ramban, that's if you hold Uba lav Yerachimo. Uba Yerachimo, the perhaps would be different. This is the Ramban Shita on Ayin Ches. Biritva, on the Zion of the base. How do we have it? But it would probably be a little bit. So it's as follows. Even if Uber is Lav Yerachima, you may remember the Rambam, he rejects the Rambam. The Ritvals, you have to dafka have the Mila before the Tfilas is Tobo Bashar Tviyoda. This, you remember, we spoke about it a few times. Shani Hasam, Shulubay Imo, ain't in Mila, but can the Kaba, the Saga of the Tfilah. Okay, that's what it says over here on that Mem Zion on the base. Okay, fine. Yisrael, not Kamina. According to Rabban, you can do the Bris Mila right away. You don't have to wait 8 days. According to only on the 8th day, even on Shabbos. Rabban will agree if Uba Yerach Imo says that it's considered Yisrael and his Tocha Shabbos. Nafkamina, you need Bezdin by the Mila. According to the Shitas and Reisham, Cheset Gimel, Mila's Geras requires Bezdin. According to Ramban, if Uba Lav Yerach Imo, you would need a Bezdin. Nafkamina, it's a Ger, Mutra the Mamzeres. Nafkamina, possible to be a Dayan. Nafkamina for the Nusach HaBrocha. Lomas HaGerim. Nafkamina, the most important, you can be Moshe. We'll get to that tomorrow, later today, I hope. That you do the whole Limchos. You're a Ger, come, Limchos. A lot of Nachamins. Over here, on both sides, I'm moving a few more pages. Yes?
Maybe to be Moshe, even Uberin mentioned it earlier.
I don't know you.
How do we know that should be an Nachamin being Moshe?
Makes sense. If he's a Ger, come, he can be Moshe. If he's a Israel, he can be Moshe.
the wife, but he's not Yisrael. Even if he was Uber Chinikaira, Uber Ladi Arachim, if you say Uber Ladi Arachim, so then he's still.
So he had a Ger. He's a Ger Kut. A Ger Kut can be Mocha.
Good. So, is it
another Ger? Uber Yerachim, he can be Mocha. Is he born Jewish? Now, this type was a piece, the Avam is similar to Avam, but she quotes. In the court, the Ramban, you have no choice but to paskin Uber Yerach Imo. How do you know? Two Gemaras. We saw what it's for. One Tzadiches, that is an Easter of Eishes Ach, and one Bechorus, that is an opinion of Ben. See, how can it be? Terence says, those Gemaras are Allah Halacha, Uber Yerach Imo, and our Gemara is Shalok Halacha, Uber Lav Yerach Imo. So I said, staple over here in the Vamas, Simon Lamed Vav. There seems to be no way out. No way out. What do you see? If Uba Lav Yerachimo, you see klar that even a child that's born from a Jewish mother is not necessarily Jewish. There's our discussion about surrogacy and egg donors. I got a shout about this literally 2 days ago. Rabbi calls me. Karin wants to marry a girl. The girl was born to a non-Jewish egg donor and carried by the mother who brought her up and the father who produced the sperm for the IVF. I said, I don't think she can marry a Kohen. According to, I think, most poskim, Rabbi Yashiv, as I was told, Rabbi Amar gave a whole shiur about it very dramatically a couple of years ago. He found the egg donor. Okay. So I thought one of the reasons, one of the proofs was this Gemara. Because you see in Afayin Ches, if you're Uba Lavi Rechimo at least, that being born to a Jewish mother is insufficient to confer automatic Jewishness upon you. Now, of course, you could say it's Abu Atalia. If Uba Yerach Imo, then since she grew in the mother's, in that womb, she becomes like her limb, and depends, and it's good enough to be born from a Jewish mother. And of course, the Rabban would be passing Uba Yerach Imo. But the Ritva, not a Ritva over here, the Ben Zion, we just quoted, is on the new Mar Makomos. That's the new anymore. But those, the most recent Mar Makomos, Ritva and Ayin Ches. Ritva and Ayin Ches. Here we go. Ritva and Ayin Ches says as follows. If there are two Ritvas, I guess you can see, they're both important. Ritva here enough Ayin Ches, one of them an Aleph, and one of them at base. So here, the Ritva says as follows. It says like this. He says as follows. How we paskin? Shall we Yerachimo? Olav Yerachimo. It says, a quote, the halach, Hilchos Rabbi Yochanan, Lo'amina Ubi Yerachimo. He passes Uba La Yerech Imo. He says it at the end of the Masal Tama on an Aleph and on a base. He says it again. Shani Uba Dan Revuse. Pirish. Bahani Lo Hamias Afila Bakula Lo Amechatzitza. Viafra the Lord Minu Uba Yerech Imo. He passes Uba is La Yerech Imo. And you see, the later from the Yisraelis doesn't work. We have today Chazitza. So according to the Ritva, it's certainly that way. According to the Ramban, you can get out of the Raya, but it's not. But Pashtus is, it shouldn't depend Habaha on that. Fine. Quote here the Achiezer. Chaim Oizer. Chelik Beis, Sivin Choftes, Sivkot and Vov, which he spoke about once before. He's a Goy. He's a Goy. How can you say it's an Easter Achos, Achos, and how can it be opinion of men? So Chaim has a big chiddush. He is a guy. He's a kind of a guy about whom you do not say Gerish and his guy are Kekon Shinola Dami with respect to his mother who's Jewish. And therefore, it's a Chiyah Beishas Ach. Achos, what do I say? Eishas Ach. And the opinion of men. Yeah. That's what he says. So, but even according to this, being born from a Jewish mother does not create a din of Yisrael on the Blais. It's a guy. A guy who's connected to the mother. Okay. Fine. Now we have to open the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you, it's Simon Reish Samaches. But the Pisrechu. Pisrechu is more than one, but they're important on this topic. So we raised our Maches and Cotton above. Because the Teferis of Moshe, which is printed in the back of our Shulchan Aruch, if you have, I have in the back. So because of Dafka Kshin is Gaira, he, I will eat low the sky of the mother, he, low, no, the word low is a mistake, Masrechinan Tilibno. It only works. Muberes in his gaira, but Muberes, Rabosai, she was not this gaira. She wants her tefila to work for her fetus, but she doesn't want to go into the, she doesn't want to become Jewish. She doesn't want to become Jewish. This is the first motion printed in the back. To read it from the original Yaakov, the first one was always good to see it a second time. The Chazarit. There we go. The Achlash in the sky, Rahi. Avlilon in the sky, Rahi. Matrachina and Tfil Libna. And he explained it about, he wrote about an Ebenezer at some length. So what did it say over there? So he quotes it over here in this beautiful Sefer, Mishnah Sager. He quotes this. Page Tav Kuf. Nun Alf. Follow, listen carefully. It says, quote the Pisrei Tshuva. So, the tefillah is nothing. Nothing. And even if you had a bris mila later on, you have to do a second tefillah. Ulechora nira talava zotu b'chakira hanal. That's what the chakira hanal is. Im yisod din tefillahs muberes mushtas al kach she'uva tofel b'tefillahs aleim b'nechshav hu le'inyan zeh k'chelet b'gufam nimso shem'ein ritzon ha'em v'zgaya b'tefillahs zu v'me'el l'gam l'ina uber ein b'tefillahs klum. Avon tefila zu mesiaches as yashirut. Correct. Lavlad. Uma shenis chad esh kanu shirak shal guf ha'em ein ha'ma v'chatzit ha'bet filas v'kem esh shem v'shem ha'vidul ha'tibi. If kain ein kol chesaron b'kach shal'em ein ha'chafetz shal lavo b'kal ha'shem ha'de tefilas azu. Sof. The din ha'uber ha'mahanya tefilas ha. V'kem esh ha'naz ha'dol ha'ritzon bezin. But ha'din hu shal tol tefilas azu la'uber. Fascinating. Fascinating. This is a remarkable concept over here. Wow. Nafkamina no sevens, backwards case. Chuvas of a kivegir, simen salihe, kasher etzona aim, shalotol tfilos el atzma, v'lo livlada. The opposite of the Teferis of Moshe's case. Why? What does he say with kivegir? L'maad dame uber yerech imo, aim biyoda lahasnos kein, shakein aim tfilo lechatziguf. The Kevin Shavitzona should told Tfilosa that spot, but Mele Moila he gam lib no. But if Uba lab Yerechimo, Tfilasa aim, the chud, Tfilasa vlad the chud, Mashin is Chalish Urak Shed Pufa in a chud to Tfilosa, Shabi chol aim la hasa solo, Mashin is Tona should told all Tfilosa, the Shem Gavis, Shed Tfilosa be that tohi, the chol get conscious at Bilosa, Adas Abibimo. So you can split. Wow. This is all coming from Kibeg. Okay, says the Mishnah Sager and the page Tav Kuf Nunal. Because the Rav Yeshayiru, Shre Tfilas Gerkod Nasin Api Bezin, Bachlatosam, Fina Dava Tolib Ritzona Shalem. Woohoo! We'll get to a little later on. We learn the Suga to start today. Still, we were frat based on the dog of Merivava. We discussed this before, but Shulchan Aruch. The Siv Gimel, what does Dr. Baba say? says b'di'evet, says in Shulchan Aruch, it's tovel omol b'fnei shnayim avolaylas. Good. So there's not a beauty, don't worry about it. Hainabegir Godel, she etzlo kabbalas her mitzvahs ikar. Ulekach amila batrila enog ele gemaradom. Vesagi below shloshe vafila balayla. Abel ger kotten shloshar ve kabbalas mitzvahs. Batrila hi ikar. She might be able to also adas bezin. Chuleyama tzorach lios bayom vifnei shloshe. So he quotes this over here from the dog of Mirror. That being the case, he suggests on the very next page, Tov Kuf Nun Beis, this can lead you to a yesh omrim that depends upon the bezdin, not upon the mother. We said before, could the mother split either way? She'll be Jewish, not the kid be Jewish, not her. Someone suggests she's not a bal daughter over here. It's the bezdin makes a determination where the kid is Jewish. She'll determine whether she's Jewish. That's yeah. Where the kid's Jewish doesn't depend on her. Depends upon the decision of the bezdin. Ubefrat the dova miravava, which means that if bezdin akev tefila, bezdin's koveya al michala tefila. And there's another dova miravava. It goes back here in Sivvav. Nochash in Iskari, Muberes benayin sar tefila. Says the dova miravava over the on this. I'm reading the word. If Yodu are bezdin b'shas tefila, she will bear us and then push it. Avon lo yodu abez, she will bear us. Yeshu is our richus tvorim, the talia bashti ramavim, the ain kan vokal naharach. Do you know where it is? Is this our richus tvorim? I don't know if anyone ever discovered where it is. I don't think it's a chubas not a behudim. I don't think so. Maybe it is, but I don't think so. That should be the same thing, same story. If kavanas, who's kaveh? If she's koveh, they don't have to know. If they're koveh, they certainly have to know. I don't know. Halacha l'maisa. Orach Hashulchan gets one lure. We'll end this talk. So we'll out. Orach Hashulchan over here in Reish Samaches, Sif Yirav, our final discussion before we get to the new sugya. Our last sugya. I want to send you on the email later an amazing kutras by someone named Ra'am HaKohen. Was it Rosh Hashiva in Otniel? Talmud Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. There's 100-something pages about Ger Kotten. Fascinating. I'll try to email it to you a lot later on. Anyway, in Sifri Dalad, he writes as follows, Rav Hashul. Quotes our Gemara. If Ube Yerachimo, no problem. Yerachimo. La Yerachimo, have to say, he also went to the Guf is not a chatzitza. Fine. Reish lechem b'nach dolar shekasa, the Gog Omer Abba, ta bez in srichem b'dash imu beres. Ani Omer, shen tzarech. They will say the Balei HaTorah is possible, but b'kavad hu b'yerech ima hu. Masha b'yana b'simen, Rabba, the Torah hold that way. Kein l'shaya was a klal, lo masha b'shirichem b'nach bez neda, b'zeh. Shigil, uchshigil edich olemchos. All here in one line. Fine. Rabbi Osai, it's time to open up a new sugya. Ksubas, daf yud aleph, amad aleph. Okay, let's open up the new sugya. Ksubas, yud aleph, amad aleph. I hope you all learn the sugya from the Maramah comments from the get-go. Now it's time to... Close Ramas and open Ksubas. So, the Gemara. Yud aleph, amad aleph. So far, so good. Agi Yoris, our Mishnah. You're not for now. Yeah, Myla, that Polino al Das Bezin. See, Clor, this is a concept of Gerkot. Lo, Hanabu Maskina, the Gersh is Gairu, Bono, who knows of Emo. The Nichalu, who might the Ober Abu. But if the father and mother not converting with the child, then maybe it wouldn't work. Om Rabbi Yosef, big deal, you home limchos. Period. Stop right over here for the vote. Yichol limchos. What does Rashi say? Dilukhom limchos. Igdiluk tanish in this guy, but feel in my beard. Doesn't matter, we'll get to that later on. Yichol limchos. Veloma, Iyav shenu li oskerim. Vechosim lesuran. Ve'en lono le'onshen bebezin. Va'fil yodena takifa. Vimkidesh isha bishamicha. Eina tzricha get. Lios kisro go. Kisro mumo. Do you hear what he said? Misha Micha? What if he's been Kasha before Micha? Gosh, it's a little bit. I would have said that if you protest at the end, it's a glory Muslim Afreya, it's not a schus, and the Gairus is retroactively nullified. That's what I would say for sure. If you look at the Nagos Ashri here in Subis, in Simcha Gimel, says he says like this: Tana Chiyos Muteres Israel Afal Gav the Mochis Havi Overes Mechavim Limafreya Black and White. That's Pashup Shad. The Gemara Baba Basra. Baba Basra says she was on Baba Basra's here. Baba Basra says, if I want to give you a present, I give it to someone on your behalf. The famous rule, Zocha l'Adam, Shelo b'Fadam. So you call him immediately. Terrific, fantastic. What if you find out about it? No! Sorry about Tanis Yichye. I don't want it. I'm not interested. I don't want it. But we're basing on Kufla and Chesa ben Aleph. It's Tzobech mitchila b'atsof. It's not yours. Not yours. You heard about it. It's the script. It's not yours. That's the Pashup Shah over here. It's no good to my friend. That's the Pashup Shah. The Rashi is a little bit complex. Fine. Gavaldik. The Rif left it out. The Rif is in Yavamis. Quotes the Gemara. Left out Yedi L'chol L'mchos. Who asked this question? No less an authority. And the Rosh. Simcham Gimel. Rav Alphas Hevi they get caught in the Perek HaCholetz. Lo Hevi the Rav Yosef. B'temu. He mentioned that by Rav Achikshu of Baramus later on, but the Tarsha Kishav saying, "For Rav Yosef, a lady posed Rav Yosef, v'chein mistaber." But you know what? The Rif left it out. The Rambam is even in some ways even more problematic, because the Rambam here in Hichlas Yisurim Bia, Perik Gimel Aluch Hazayin, and the old man becomes quotes Rav Huna's name. Gair cotton, not feeling also al das bezin, sheskusilo. Period. That's a Magad Mishnah. Whoa. Chol Limchos. Left it out. How can it be? Well, like what the Rosh suggested, Abai Rabbi disagreed. Achakach! With Sosna the Rabbeinu, Shekosna the Rabbi Yosef, Perek Yud Nichos Melochim. What's Melochim? What's that? Even if you learn that Rambam Yomi, how does it take you to get from Hitler's Yisroel to Hitler's Moloch? How many years? See, then it passed me room for 5 years. What's going on over here? Let's read Rambam Hitler's Moloch. Hitler's Moloch. Listen to the Rambam. Every word counts. Ben Noach, she disgayer, umo, betova. V'chakach rotzol l'achzor me'achor Hashem li'os kertoshov uvad shoyim b'kodem ein shomen lo ala yek yisrael l'chol davar o yei horeg the maya cotton should be also bested yochol limchos b'shoa sh'yagdil yek kertoshov uvad v'kevish lo micha b'shatav Shuv enem b'machet. Regei tzedek. Fichach. In ball the tana she yilua bezin kesef subasa oknas onus of the father. Here I call takas at bezin asher tagdil v'lo timche begerus. Shema tito v'tagdil v'timche v'nimse su ochelas begiusa mos she enos chusban ele medina Yisrael. So I have five questions. The most important question. I already asked you, why is it only over here in Hilchus Melachim, and not in Hilchus Yisroel? The Rambam is the expert of Seder. No one better than him. Number two, what do you mean, Yehorek? They say he's Jewish. Who is this Kasha? The Brisker of. You go, and I have the chance to bring up from downstairs. Chidushe Moron Riz Halevi. It's the last line of the whole Sefer. Literally, the last line of the Sefer. And I quote the line. Imra Saloma, Shinishchai Misa, Bishul Eze Dover, is Mechal Shabbos, my Kamashmalan. So, what do you mean you're hurrying? What's he trying to tell you? Number two. Question number three. Why are you a Geritoshev? Which guy? Okay, Toshim has to accept that he undid everything. So why is he treated again, Toshim? Should be a guy. Number four, the Lushan, the last five words of the Rambam. She's eating most. She'ain lo zchus bohen ele b'dine Yisrael. Seven words. Implies that in Dine Yisrael, the money is coming to her. Why? Because Rashi says, that's Batla Mafreya. So if you look at the Ritva and Ksubus, I guess it's used in the footnote 39, it's not Batla Mafreya. How can that be? Why is it Batla Mafreya? If it's not a Zchus, as we saw in Agos Ashri. These are the questions that we have. So I said the Chiddush Nifla. This is the Chiddush I think I told you when I said with Rabbi Wasserman Zatzal, Rabbi Osman Shtig, was sitting at my table in my room that you know, right, that you've been in my room. So I told this Chiddush, which was Vachadash in the summer of 1989. And upon reflection, all these years later, could be the Bach says it. I thought it was a thing. They told me both that was crazy. Now, I might have the Bach on my side. I mean, well, it's not as crazy. Okay? This is what I wanted to say. But according to the Rambam, not only is the Gera not bottled of Afreya, it's not bottled at all. It's not bottled at all. Not bottled. It's absolutely not but. No. So that explains why I never mentioned it. Because it's not butl. It's not butl. Kiddushin is kiddushin. All Yechol Minchos mean, I protest, I will not be punished in best. It's not fair to punish somebody who never accepted the Torah on his own. Now, we're holding in Parshas Yisro, Kabbalah Sator. Either the pshat is that all the Shamas were there, as some of the Sifrei Chayin say, or you don't need that. Because the Kabbalah Satsibur, and the Kabbalah Satsibur is Mechayim everybody. I think the Ragel Shabbat says, and we read this Shabbat, Ki Ashbea Ishbia, that Yosef told his children to Mashbia their children and write them. What happened to me saying, Mushbe and Marasin, I hope. That's a Kabbalah Satsibur. But in the format of the Torah, we weren't the Sibur yet. So you had to have a Shu every single generation. So this Chiddush I said, I don't know the history of this Chiddush. I said this Chiddush in 1989 in the summer. I told you the two Gedolim thought I was out of my mind. We learned Ksubis Yeshiva 2003. Couple years ago, almost 20 years ago, we managed to get till Daf Yud Aleph, the first quote semester, and we started Yud Aleph and Aleph the second semester. Two things happened in the we call the Bein Hazmanim intercession. First, my daughter Shira, my youngest daughter, was in high school at the time. She said, "You know, I'm a Ramban. I don't really understand this Ramban." Rabban is in Parshas Kisetzet, the Parsha of Yefas Tova, the very beginning of Kisetzet. The Torah Kadosha tells us, as I'm sure you all know, it's the first part of the Parsha everyone knows more about. What does it say? V'ayoyam lo chafatz lebo, v'shilachto l'nafsho. What does that mean? Set the Rabban as follows. What does it mean? I'm sure. Set the Rabban like this. Hadir Beinai. What's Pshat? Says that since in this kind of a situation we have a shilach tol and nafsho, so if she then does something which for a Jewish person would be a serious punishment, no punishment at all. What does it mean? It's saying we're not going to force her to keep the mitzvahs. We're not going to force her to keep the mitzvahs. She does. She wants to, yes. She doesn't want to, no. And why is that so? Why do we say that if we don't insist that she keep the mitzvahs? Ramban explains. Ramban says, lo nachrichena lishvo das Moshe Yehudis. Why? Explains it as follows. This is Ramban back in the early apostle. Also, good base. Listen to the words. The Lord Achrichen, the Shmur Das Moshe Yehudis, can be Skyeres, Birzon, on her own. Nachriach, also the Shmur Torah. With the Chalal Shabbos, Tisokil. In Tochach Chazir Tilka, Kedin Yisrael HaMishname. That's if she accepts it on her own. But on the other hand, where it's Bal Korcha, in the case where it's Bal Korcha, they're not. She's a Gioris, but you don't punish her. That was, I didn't put this two together. I was preparing the suit to start the Newsman. When I saw the Newsman on Monday, we saw the Newsman. Back in 2003, 19 years ago, no, 19 years is a cycle, you know, Jewish calendar. At that point then, my daughter came to me with that. Fine. That Shabbos, right before we started, yeah, sorry.
How does it work if the boss looks at the Bal Korcha?
It only works in the sense as the Xeris HaKosov of Yifas Torah, as the Xeris HaKosov of Ger Kotten. Hatzara Shavah Shavah, there was no Kabbalah, this is voluntarily on the part of the individual. So Jewish, it works. Kachazek, there's a custody, if that's the way. How we'll see the workers of Berger Kotten, the Rebbe going tomorrow. And tomorrow I want to start 1 o'clock. Okay, let's start a little early. Here, in person. It works, bottom line, it works. So, fine. That Shabbos, my son Akiva, he took a Meshach Chochma. He was doing Meshach Chochma. He left it on my table. So I opened the Meshach Chochma, and I found something which, you know, it's an Ashkocha process. I found it that day. So look it up. Shmos Perik Yitzes Pesuk Yisayin. Parsha Shavua. The Gemara tells us, famously, I'm sure you know the Gemara in Shabbos, that Kofel and Hakagigas, this week's Parsha, by Iskatsu Tachas Ahor, Rashi quotes, if the Kaaba is a Torah Muta, then laugh, nu, shom tehei furaschem. Says the Gemara, Shabbos mikan, mordor rabo lo reis. As a Meshach Chochma, look carefully, in the Bayis Rishon, they were not punished for any of the averes that they did, which they accepted the Sina. Rabo lo reis. Wow. Wow. What were they punished for? Look at the Tanakh. Look at Tanakh. What are they punished for? Gilei Arayis, which is Meshavah Mitzvah B'nei Noach, Shvichas Damim, Avodah Zarah, who also punished for Shabbos. But Shabbos, I got it tomorrow. That presumably was no Hakagigas then. Except for those four, we don't know when they weren't punished. The Meshavah Mitzvah says, believe it or not. Say what? Huh? Shmita. Shmita.
Yeah.
That's a good question. That's a good question. Shmita.
Okay.
Shmita, that's what Chazal said, they were punished because they didn't keep Shmita. Possibly said they went to Shmita. That's a good question. And Shmita was Dafka Barasina. I don't mind that Shmita is Barasina. Okay, you have to look up. Is there a super new Meshach Chachma? Rabbi Cooperman's edition. Is there a newer one since then? Look, Shmos, Perek, your test, Pasuk Yizayin. Now, I quote you something which is an amazing story. That year on Hanukkah, the very end of 2003, my nephew got married in the Holy Land, and my nephew was very close as my brother, Rav Asher Arieli. The millionaires, so they don't stay for weddings. They come, they dance, and they go. But never, Rav Asher came at a time when the Chosel Kalah and the Yichud, it was Pashut stuck. My brother said, keep busy. I said to Rav Shiva, what are you learning with Ksubis? Oh, I told him this part. I told him the new riots that I had both gotten that year. When that was in January that year, and that was December that year. So on the riot from the Ramban, he heard. The riot from Meshachar, that's Dina Shemai. Give me off Dina Shemai to do that. What did I say? But if Higdil Velomicha is masking to be Yisrael, then he's punished. That's all Hilchos Malachim. Do you punish or don't you punish? And that's exactly the contrast to the Ger Kot and the Gadol. The British Rabbi asks, what's he telling us over here? What's he saying? Yeah, he's struggling called Abba Yehari. Well, what's he telling us for? No, that's the whole background. This is Yehari. But a Ger Kot is not Yehari. Even though he's Jewish. And Michal Shabbos, he's not Jehard. That's the whole point. And we understand why the Rif left it out. The Rif was only Pukh Halacha Lomayas, we don't give any punishments anymore. And the Rambam only had it in Hilchos Malachim. Now, I want to say Pshat in the Gemara. Well, it says Shetochel B'giyusa. Doesn't mean she's literally a goy. No. Shlemai says she conducts herself like a goy. She went back to the church, but Bedina Yisrael, the money belongs to her. Well, she's really Jewish. Because we're not about the Geras of Ephraim. The footnote on the Ritva said, it's not about the Ephraim. I'm going further than that. Not about at all. I want me to get Geras told. Show me. The answer is, since the person really is Jewish, you have to treat them like a Ger Tosha, even though they went back to the church. The Rambam says, how do you treat a Ger Tosha? The same Perek and Hilchos Malachim and Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Beis. Ger Tosha, he says, you have to treat the Ger Tosha with their Cheres, with the Chasanim Ki Yisrael, on the Mitzuvim Lach Yoso, Shenema, La Ger Hashem Meshavech Nenem Achola. It says, boom, 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 boom. That's me, Zagir Tosho. Okay, nearly. Oh. So now, in the remaining few minutes, I'd like you to look at the Bach. Tell me if you think the Bach says like me. I think the Bach says like me, but in one of the Sram I saw, I forgot which one, I'll tell you, he couldn't believe that the Bach said that, and therefore he has a kash against the Bach. What are they fighting about? So I've been just three pshatim what they're fighting about. The first, if you look at the Tosfos, Yud Aleph from an Aleph, I hope you saw it, Mat Bilin, the whole discussion, Schus, Zobel Adam, Tosfos is bothered, if Zechiah is Mitam Shlichus, and the Kotten Elo Shlichus, Elo Zechiah, one gives us that Beferish in the Sechta Baba Metzia, Hey, but the Zechiah Mitam Shlichus, the came in the Schus of the Anan Sani, the Avalei Shliach, Baba Metzia Yud Beis, Kimkein hech zakh de kotlen. Aber ein stil is de kotlen. Der mine bis es und nesch da rein auf mit base. So as a work. Das toys is kash. What was his answer? Is a gamma der rabbon. A gamma der rabbon. I how can it be? A gamma goes to the mahalach, the what? Yeish koach biyad chachomim lak or dover min haTorah v'kum v'asem. At the end, they say this is chuzgomer. It works even with the rice. Let's discuss that with Hashem later. If that's the case, I'm going to make the following suggestion: the Rashi and Kiddush Nefchal Gimel, as some learning, they will bring tomorrow to see. This is right. The simple read of the Rashi and Kiddush Nefchal Gimel is by a chuzgomer. You cannot be mevatel even if a moch at the end doesn't work. I still give Evid. Rashi is famous. Rashi and Nefchal Gimel. Matana is it Sad Chob? Is Tana Matana Yichya mevatel? If that's the case, according to Gerus, according to Tosis at the end, it's a schus gomer, a schus gomer. And therefore, if it's a schus gomer, it can't be mevatlin, like the Rashba. And therefore, Yechol Limchos, only you won't get punished, but you can't be mevatlin. That's chat number one, schus gomer, the Rashba Kiddush, Chav Kimmel, maybe says, can't be mevatlin. Tosis says in Achimina, if it works, it's a cut. Chat number one. Chat number two. What will happen in the case of Baba Bas Taf Kuflam and Ches? I give some of the matana to an agent. So the agent gets it, and as soon as he gives it to the guy, no! Tzalach mitchila v'atzof. We then say, Pshat, that had he known about this at the moment that the nozim gave it to the shliach, to the zocher, would have also screamed his head off. It's so bad with Gilad. He didn't know about it. Can't scream if you don't know about it. Oh. Oh. What if we know that he wouldn't have screamed at the time? I'll give you a mush. So let's give him a present. But the time that the guy gave it to the person who was off, he was impoverished. He had nothing to eat. Good? That happened on Sunday. He was starving to death. He certainly would have accepted a gift, $100, to buy food for the week. Okay. Monday comes. He has his lucky day. He wins the lottery. He's a millionaire. Tuesday, the guy comes and says, oh, I have $100. No! Someone does yichya. But, and he asked him on Sunday, when he certainly said yes, he had nothing to eat. Pasha's not canceling, you wouldn't be zochah. In our case, when the child was zochah at the Geiris, he didn't have any opinion. A little baby, or a young kid, didn't have das abridin at all. At the best and possible b'shar, that's a schos for him. You can't say, I make a machor. Why? Because you can't say, oh, you know what? The same as Mocha now, he would have been Mocha from the very beginning. No, he didn't have Das to be Mocha at the very beginning. If this is the case, the Rambam, the thing would say would be to say, Jimazaka for a cotton, a gift for a cotton, he also wouldn't be able to be Mocha. It's not in his Geiris. Well, according to the first trap, it's a Machlokas and Hilchas, Rabbi Osai, and Hilchas Zechiah. By Schus Gomer, can you back out? The second is a machlokas again in Hilchas Zechiah. As we just said, if at the time that it was given to him, he was the badass, you say you can undo it. The third shot will be more familiar to you. Machlokas in Hilchas Gavis, not in Hilchas Zechiah. You remember we spoke about this at great length. What's pshat in Kabbalah Samitzvahs? Is it one of the three Maisa Gavis? Meal the three of the Kabbalah Samitzvahs? Or is it prerequisite? Rabbi Sal Jolti said it, my Rebbe said it, somebody else said it, I forgot who. Whatever it is, that's, we think that's really chatted around him, as a matter of fact. He worked in a much lighter and better ground. Never mentioned it's one of the acts. It's the act Dhamma, Kin. Again, you know about it. That's what he says. Oh. Sheyirtse ha-goyal ikonis the bris, the stove that has come from Ashkina, the Kabbal of Old Torah, in Mila Trila. And Rabbi Zolti said pshat, and that's my Rebbe said pshat. Kabbalah Shmos is not a Maisa Geiris. It's a Tanai before the Maisa Geiris. Before the Maisa Geiris. Therefore, It doesn't need a basin. According to Rabbi Sal Jolt, it doesn't need a basin. He saw this a little problematic. That's what he says. So, you need a tefillah of a basin, the kufa. If there's a cousin of a bishpah, doesn't go on the Kabbalah's, doesn't go on Kabbalah's of mitzvahs, which is only a prerequisite, must be going on the tefillah. That being the case, we go back to Amach, we'll end with this. According to Tarsus, Kabbalah's of mitzvahs is a maisa geris. So, a ger cotton, Bezin does a maisa Kabbalah's geris for the cotton, Bishop Sachin. Okay? And the same way as when there's a schia, someone picks up a gift for me. He picks it up for me. Later on, I say, I don't want it. Bicha. So according to all the Rishonim, you can undo the geris. But according to the Rambam, Kabbalah Samis is not a Maisa geris. You just need his das and his gar as a prerequisite. So what does Zochan accomplish? To be koveya a dat of the sky because it's a schus for him. No zuchir a Maisa. Only in das. That means I'm shlichus. We can suggest. You can have him his battle even through a machon. How do you like that? Three different shots. We'll stop it as we're out of time. Overtime, I'm sorry. Tomorrow we'll start at 1 o'clock. Mr. Shem, I want to start with the Bach, the Nere. Okay? The Meshachachma, the Baal's Vid Chashem. We'll look that up too. And then after we get to the Bach of Meshachachma, we'll try to discuss other sheeters in Pierre Cotton. And hopefully we'll be able to start already with the other Tzorim Sefer, sorry, my Sefer. And it's very important. So, okay? Stop here.
Thank you, Ruby.
Kultuf. You were there, Sama? 89?
Yep.
Oh, you heard this here a long time ago.
And I also heard you, Rebbe, gave it in Beth Abraham a number of years ago, too.
So I haven't changed my mind. Now, if the Bach agrees with me, I'm definitely not going to change my mind. No, the Rabbana thought I was out of my mind.
I posted on the group earlier this week. It was the Pnei Yeshua's Yard Site.
Thank you. What day was the Yard Site? Which day?
When did I send it? I think I gotta look. Third chelik.
My grandson Chaim called me today. They set a chabura in his yeshiva to end the kasha play a shulba b'kam.
New dalit shvat.
Dalit shvat was Sunday.
Yeah.
Maybe set the chabura attack on Sunday. Wow, that'd be amazing.
That would.
Okay.